Ma perché il game lo dare?
We're almost the end of a very tough ride. Mishnah told us that Boston Shay Memile Yochaifu, which meant, in other words, a person's animal damages another person's animal. And that animal that got damaged was Nechosim that don't have Mila is not applicable by it. Then the person's chayv. If it does have Mila, he won't be chayv. That's what the Mishnah was saying. So the whole long Gemara we had until now was going with Mahalach that sounds like you're saying it doesn't have Mila, but it is Hekdesh. And if so, who's that going like? Which Tana holds that Hegdish is more inviting to the extent that even regarding Nizokin, Kiddushin, which Tana holds that? That was the whole long discussion that Rebbe Yochanan made up and told us that Rebbe Yisrael holds that. He holds it not only by Shmuel because of him, he holds it also here. And that was the backwards and forwards about it. Rova Omar. We're now up to Rova Omar, which is Yud Gimel about 20 lines long. First word in the line was Rava Omar. Right?
So I can't remember when normally we're doing Chazar.
We have two more lines. Rava Omar. Two more lines of the Gemara. Rava Omar. You said we have to get to the dot. Rava Omar, Mayna Chosim Sheinam. What's Pshat in the Mishnah? I'll tell you a new Pshat. Nachosim Sheinam doesn't mean that Hegdish. Just it doesn't have me'ila. It's a code word for saying nachosim she'ein ben din me'ila. Nachosim, it's not even shaykh to them, the halachos of me'ila. There are some things that just me'ila is not negeh b'chlal. And some things that shaykh me'ila, but the halach is the potter for me'ila. There's a difference, right? For instance, the chair I'm sitting on is no me'ila, but not because it's Hektish just doesn't have it as a ptur of Me'ilah. It's simply, there's no reason why it should have Me'ilah. That's Amen Din Me'ilah. It's got no Sheikhus to Me'ilah. As opposed to Hektish, which has Sheikhus to Me'ilah, has the Din of Me'ilah, and I have to discuss whether on this particular thing there is Me'ilah. That's what he says it means. Achosim Shemen Din Me'ilah. That's Hedyot. So when we said Nachosim we mean Nachosim of written in code four. I'm saying like this: there's some things that the reason why there's no Me'ilah is because there's no connection between them and the halachas of Me'ilah. For instance, a hedyot, things that belong to an individual. The reason why there's no Me'ilah, the reason why you don't have to treat it with a kedusha is because.
There's no connection with Kedusha at all.
Right. Now you can have things that are Hekdesh and they won't have Me'ilah. Why won't they have Me'ilah? Okay, especially Halacha, it won't have Me'ilah. And there'll be things of Hekdesh that will have Me'ilah. That's because it's Hekdesh. So when the Mishnah said Nachosim She'ein ben Me'ilah didn't mean that it doesn't, it's Hekdesh, just it doesn't have the din, or it doesn't have the Me'ilah is not relevant to it. That's not what it meant. It meant Nachosim and Bechlal have no Sheikhs to the din of Me'ilah. It's completely not connected to the halacha of Me'ilah. What's that? That's Hedyot. Trade the Gemara, the listening, the Hedyot. So why didn't you say that? Yossi's favorite question. Why do you speak like this? Why is it Nachosim She'ein ben Me'ilah, which would make you think that we're talking about Hekdesh, that just, it's potter from Me'ilah. Why don't you say Nachosim of Hedyot? And the answer is Kasha. Yeah, Kasha. Say them.
I didn't want to answer the question.
So now answer the whole question. Oh, we had a question. Who's this Tana tells you that's Hekdesh, it's still Momin Bayim? The answer is we're not talking about Hekdesh. This Mishnah is not talking about Hekdesh, it's talking about Hedyot. Now, Chosim She'ein Be'er Me'ilah means it's completely Mufka from the Halachos of Me'ilah. Why is it Mufka? Why is it completely not connected to the Halachos of Me'ilah? Because it is Hedyot. Which Halach is are relevant to Hilchos Me'ilah, Hekdesh. And some of them will be Chayav Me'ilah, some of them won't. Kodesh Shemayim, Kodesh Korbanos, Kodjim Kodjim, that's what I mean. Kodjim Kodjim will have me, you know. Kodjim Kodjim won't have me. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about things that have no shaykhs to Me'ilah. Completely out of the picture of Me'ilah. And that is...
But the fact that it didn't Hedyot. Say in function Hedyot, Mashmah, it's not just
Hedyot. Very good. Kasha. Kasha.
What's a Kasha? It's not that.
Kasha.
What's a Kasha? It's not that.
Kasha.
Yeah.
Rava said there is that. Rava said there is that. And then we're going to ask your Kasha. And he said, yeah, you're right, Kasha. So which
answer.
Is really, yeah, what's the answer?
The answer we've done before.
Rava didn't want to go like that. Well, because to say that Rabbi Zaglili holds the Mekotin Kalim is Mom and Bainim with regards to Nizokin, and Kiddushin opens a whole can of worms, like we saw a whole duff full of questions, a whole odd full of questions on such a mahalach. This whole last sugya.
We asked on where, we asked on when and where,
that's all answers which we're trying to give, yes?
That's the change, the fact that the Mishnah has a specific terminology for a specific reason. So you're going to say, I'm throwing my hands up, it must mean Hedyot.
Right.
It's not just that.
It is that.
But it would have read that.
Kasha.
Okay.
You're asking the question. Right. Wait, what? You're asking the question of the Gemara.
I'm not asking
in discussion that it's only Hedyot. Rava held that Rabbi Zaglili was not talking about Nizokim and was not talking about Kiddushim. He was talking about Shu'as HaPikon, the only Shu'as HaPikon, which is what the Gemara held before Rabbi Yechon came along otherwise. And Rava's keeping to that. The only reason why we changed it is because of the Diyuk Nechosim Shein BeMe'ilah. Me'ilah doesn't have a Hegdash, it does. And along comes Rava and says, no, you made the wrong Diyuk. It's not Me'ilah doesn't have a Hegdash, it does. Rather, it does not shaykh us to me either. I had it.
So, Rabbi's argument is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was one positing that, I guess, that really is rules across the board. He was arguing on Rabbi Yochanan.
Yeah.
How does he know? I mean, is it slots the makalotas between the two of them?
Sure. Rabbi Yochanan, we're not going to go over the Gemara again. Rabbi Yochanan was the Mechadish. Rabbi Yochanan was the Mechadish. The Gemara started off, Rabbi Yochanan was the one who introduced a novelty. The Gemara started off, who's this Tano who would hold? What's Pshat in this Mishnah? Who's the Tano? Man Tano, who could hold such a thing? That means the Gemara held that this Mishnah doesn't seem to fit with anyone. Rabbi Yochanan was the one who's Mechadish, no, it's Rabbi Zaglili. Then the Gemara asked the Kashim of Kiddushin, where you see that you can't be Mechadish Vechokah. So not like Rabbi Yochanan. I know we're going back to what we thought originally, that Rabbi Zaglili's din was a din by Shusa Bikolim, where there's a special Pasuk. But not by anywhere else. That was the Muskarishan. Rob is going back to the Muskarishan.
Right, so how do we, doesn't dismiss Rabbi Yochanan, just start arguing against him, right?
Sure, he's arguing with Rabbi Yochanan.
Right.
I mean, Rabbi Yochanan was Machadish, a Chiddush Beit on a Diuk. Rob is saying, your Diuk's not a Diuk.
Ah,
and therefore,
because
all these kashas we had,
yeah,
all these kashas we had on Rabbi Yochanan, each one of them we quetched out. Oh, but it's going to come, it's different. And Mechayim is different to Acham. These are all those kashas which we had to say to answer Rabbi Zaglili, was all because of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi holds, there's no need to force yourself into that. And forget, that's not what the Mishnah means. And then we're going to Makar anymore to say that Rabbi Yochanan means across the board. Or like Rabbi Zaglili means across the board. He doesn't.
Is this an application of what the Rebbe said a few days ago? You have one kasha that answers one answer that answers everything, or we don't say
not mamish because you're left with a very big kasha, and that is that we just yeah.
Okay.
So not mamish the same. I was saying if we have different halachas which all share the same din, then there's a common denominator between them, and don't tell me each one for a different reason. Not mistaken.
So Rebbe's not. Arguing with Rabbi Yochanan, representing the deal that was made that forced Rabbi Yochanan to give his answer, isn't the proper deal.
So there's no Makari for the sin of Rabbi Yochanan. Basically, we know said right,
there's no deal. There's no deal.
And therefore, there's no Makari for Rabbi Yochanan's deal.
Okay. But
if there's no Makari, you've got a right to say it. Rabbi Yochanan was a Chadash of Chiddush because of this Mishnah. And that's what the Gemara was asking, holding through. So if there's no Makari, then you can't say it. Let's see, Rashi, Rabbi Omar. See where else he is?
Go back to Rabbi. I'm sorry. Is Rabbi Yochanan really being mechadish something?
Yeah.
Because we had cleared at the beginning whether Rabbi Yossi knew this already, or whether he was learning it from the Baskar. That's not a sure. Rabbi Yochanan was mechadish something.
Rabbi Yochanan's mechadish. If Rabbi Yochanan's saying it's across the board, it means he holds his mom and Bailin across the board, right? What we were clearing was for this shayla.
Okay. What is Rabbi Holt? Does Rabbi Holt agree that Rabbi Yossi really says that Kachin Kalim is mom and Bailin?
By Shuas Abikoda.
Only by Shuas Abikoda. Rabbi Yochanan, the way we're learning is.
Yeah. Rabbi Oma. You see where Rashi is? 24 lines down, Achbeis. Yeah. Rabbi Oma. Me'ila de Masnisin. This word of Me'ila mentioned in the Mishnah, Loi Seidek Mino, don't infer from it, Ha Mikdish Kochi, that it doesn't have Me'ila by Is Hegdish. This is what the Mishnah meant. She'ein ben din Me'ila. It's got no, it's not connected to the halacha of Me'ila. Doesn't have the din of Me'ila. Some things which might have the din of Me'ila, but they're potter. But this doesn't have din of Me'ila b'chlal. She'ein ben shum kedusha l'shamay. That's what it means. Ein ben din Me'ila means there's no kedusha. It's not hekdesh. Why? The Bekdusha Shamayim with things that are Hegdash, Shaykha Din Me'ila. There it's applicable, the Halacha Me'ila. For instance, Kochi Kochi, you'll find this Me'ila. But something which is Nechosm of Hedit are completely Mufka, they're excluded, they're not included Bechlal in the whole parasha of Me'ila.
Why didn't Rashi say Kochi Kochi?
No, because Kochi Kochi doesn't have Me'ila.
Oh, that's right.
No, it won't.
After Shchita, doesn't have an Elam.
Okay, say that. Knowing the off of him is bad. Yeah, talking about that.
But that's even more. That's the whole example we're using of Shchita Kalim. That was what we were talking about before. Right, the Rashi says Kedon Kachin Kachin, which means
we're talking about a live animal, Amish. Talking about show this again on the show. We're talking about alive.
When is Kachin Kachin not Elam?
Kachin is always me.
Right, so therefore, when you're saying something as shaykhis but as potter.
No, that's my words.
Okay, fine.
We're saying the pshat in the Gemara Mishnah is something as a shaykhis. Why? What things have me'ila? Kachin. How do you know that things of Kachin have me'ila? You see, Kachin have me'ila. And Kachin Kalim is Kachin, it's just got a p'tor and saying it doesn't have me'ila when it's alive. My new Kumar, you're going to chosen the head here.
So it has a connection to
the human. Right. Menachos Nehdiyat is Mufka, right? The muscle that we generally use if somebody wants to know the halachas of Kachim Kalim. Does it have Me'ila or not? So you'll take out the volume of Hilchas Me'ila and you'll find in it, it says, Eilu Dvarim She'esh Me'ila, Kachim Kalim. Eilu Dvarim She'esh Me'ila, Kachim Kalim. The Nehdiyat won't be written there. Because there's no reason why it should be. It's not even included. It's not Kochim. This volume is Hilchas Kochim. Hilchas Kochim is halachas of Me'ila. Some things have Me'ila, some things don't. The same things we've got in Sheikhas to this volume, of course, those things don't have any Me'ila, and that's what the mission means.
According to Rabbi, it's either Hegel or it's not Me'ila.
No, I didn't say that.
It has potential of
Me'ila. Potential of Me'ila. Yeah.
Potential
Hedyot have no potential whatsoever Me'ila. It's completely Mufka. It's a Hebrew word, but Mufka means completely removed from the Parsha and Bechlal of Me'ila. It's got no Sheikhas to Me'ila.
So
it's Shenkin Kajikalim does have Sheikhas to Me'ila. It's just Potter, but it's got Sheikhas to Me'ila. Tell me an example. How do you know that things of Hegdash have Sheikhas to Me'ila? Because Kajikochim does have Me'ila. So therefore, you see that Hegdash, Kajik Shemaim have Sheikhas to Me'ila. The Mikra, Kachim Kalim doesn't have Me'ila.
What does that mean? So I don't understand that concept. As the, but I don't know what that means. Kachim Kalim, what does that mean? As the, does
your
that
chair is Me'ila?
What?
Your chair is Me'ila?
Nowadays, no. Maybe they're not a basic English.
Your chair has Me'ila, why should have Me'ila?
If somebody made a Nadava and brought
it. I didn't say somebody made that. Your chair is made that.
I didn't know. They paid for it as
your chair at home, your chair that you bought, that is in your.
My chair
does not have Me'ila. Why not? Is it because really it should have Mila that just happens to be the Torah said, no, that doesn't have Mila. Or is it Pshat? There's no reason why it should have Mila. Mila is for things which are Hekdesh. So which one is it? Number one, number two. Right, number two. Right, number two. I can remember the two spell verses. Right? Number two. Nachon? Kachin Kalim doesn't have Me'ila. Why doesn't it have Me'ila? Is it because Be'etzem Me'ila should be Shayach to Hekdesh, just as a Ptol for Kachin Kalim? Or is it because, no, there's no reason why you should have Me'ila in the first place? Is it number one or number two? Number one, of course, number one. Kachim is something which is Kodesh. Something Kodesh you're not allowed to generally have an off from. Right? It belongs to Hashem. Just what? There's certain ones which the Torah is committed. It's still called Momin. There's still no Me'il on it. There's certain things which the Torah says no Me'il on it. Certain things of Hegdish, the Torah says no Me'il on it. Why? The Torah exempted it from Me'il. But Hedjoy, the Torah didn't exempt from Me'il. The Torah says there's no Me'il because of it. If you want a muscle for what we could maybe understand, somebody who is, we have a mitzvah to the Kriya Shema. I'm going to give you two examples of people that don't have a mitzvah to the Kriya Shema. Yeah. One is somebody who's oisik b'tochi tzibur, and he's oisik b'mitzvah. Another one is a goy. Another one is a goy. Are they the same? And they say, I didn't want to talk about chos, I want to talk about goy. Are they the same category? Do you understand them the same way? That goy, potter, and the person who's oisik mitzvah is potter? No. Why? Because a goy is not included in mitzvah's Kriya Shema. That's why he's potter, because he's never included. He's not part of the sugya bechlal. Oisik mitzvah could have been chayiv, but the Torah said he's potter. Bidyuk. And that's the same by the Kachik Kalim. Kachik Kalim could have been me'ila, because it's hekdish. Just, the Torah said there's no me'ila on it. Hashem get hedyot is not in the parasha bechlal. Hedyot is like the goy regarding Kriya Shema. So Mele, when it's in the Hosam Jebe Din Mele, it means something Bechala in the Parashah, meaning Hedyot.
So either Hedyot or it's Hedyot.
Right.
So why does Rashi say, my Mele, Kidon, Nechosim, Hedyot?
Yeah.
Does that mean exactly Nechosim, Hedyot, or does it mean, for example, Nechosim, Hedyot?
Exactly.
It means exactly.
Yeah.
So it's exactly.
That's what the Gemara's question was. Why didn't you say Hedyot?
So it means exactly the three words before that. It says kigon kachi kashi would have had.
No. You can't. Kigon sometimes means exactly. Oh. Sometimes something. Yeah.
No. Yeah. I saw him at the kachi kallim once offered for on the mizbeach, and then he said the emun of kachi kallim also need to meet up.
Yeah. Say that in a chrami. Are we talking about a live animal? I'm talking about.
Is it possible that the Gemara would use the terminology of kashya? Not that they're disputing anything, he's agreeing, yeah, and I think we can read it that he's agreeing with everything he said until now. But the question is, the caution is, why didn't the commissioner use that terminology of Hedyot?
If he's saying that means Hedyot, then there's no makor for everything Rabbi Yochanan said. If it means Hedyot, then there's no makor that Rabbi Yochanan clearly expanded it to other things. This was the only makor. There's no other makor anyway. He only said the Mishnah was a Bikodent. How do you know to extend it further? Rabbi Yochanan told us that. If the Mishnah doesn't mean that, then you've got no Makur for it. It's your old Misvara or something. Say that you don't have Makur. Okay, that Rabbah is a very easy way for us to understand the Mishnah. Just means Hedyot. Question, why did he say it that way? Say it. Okay, Kasha. But that's a very easy way to understand.
When the Gemara gives us as the last parrot. Is that how we pass in the Mishnah goes?
Well, the Gemara has a Ibais Ema. Yeah. The Gemara says Ibais Ema generally, yeah. But this wasn't an Ibais Ema. It's Rabbah Omar, which is left as a Kasha. So it's not going to be. So Halacha Mais is not going to be like that.
Looks like the Halacha Omar
is back on the other part. But the Gemara leaves off as a Kasha, generally we won't pass in it. Because we can't pass that as something we don't understand. Therefore. Generally, that's what it's going to be. Okay.
Can you answer about why this mission is unique and that it talks of it, and if he's making a declaration? Why is it not just because of the halacha that says, oh, shechati?
Yeah.
Why is it?
Because like David said, Ruben said, the halacha of the mission was chapti, because kol shechati bishmiyosi, anything which I was, you're asking right at the beginning of the mission.
That's also very unique.
Yeah. I didn't have an answer to that. No.
That reminds me, the Rashi, the first Rashi in the Sukkah, Me'ila, who was the first Rashi in the Sukkah, it says, Sha'ani Chai Be'ezakim.
Right.
Rashi is the word Ani, so is that to follow along with the Rashi in the Mishnah?
Of course, yeah. Okay, so that was the Sukkah B'siyat Nishmai. Now I want to, if you don't mind, today we want to go through the Gemara from Nachosim to Rava to speak it through, just so we should have a double Mushlam. David, it's okay with you? Mushlam should be complete. Good luck, okay. Very warm in here, no? You like it? Not warm?
What wants me to ask?
I wouldn't mind some, just in the air or something like this. Of course, the air condition meant to keep us. Nachosim she'en be'me'ila. Sorry about it. Yeah. That's right. I wonder if you notice that Beit Shemesh is not in a Vardak. Just slightly. Nachosim she'en be'me'ila. Okay, back to the Gemara. Yeah, we're going to try and get through this. So, me'ila hu delesvu. Ha'mikdash kochi. That's the hanocha which the Gemara is making. It's mashma in the Mishnah that there's no me'ila, but there is, it is hedush. That's not nothing. And we know Robert's going to say, no, the Duke was wrong. But because of that Duke, that's where we go. So Mantan, who is this Tan who told us that you can have something which is Hegdish and you'll be Chayv? Who is it? So what's the answer? Atane. Amab Yechron. Kodim Kalim. Balibide Beisaglili. It's Kodim Kalim. And who holds the Kodjim Kalim is Momin Bailim? Alibi Rabbi Yosi Aglili. According to the opinion of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. I mean, Rabbi Yosi Aglili really spoke about it by Shavuot HaPikudim. But this mission expands Rabbi Yosi Aglili to also other relevant places in the Torah.
What's the terminology
of Mikdash Kodshi?
Mikdash
Kodshi. But it is Egdish. Surely Hegdash, if you want to really translate it, is yeah. So it's going like basically the Amar Momin Bainim. Basically, it's elsewhere says it's Momin Bainim, and we'll say it means also here. The Tanya, could we have a Brisa? This is the Brisa of basically regarding Shavuos HaPikudim. Says Ma'alam Mal Bashem. Why to say the word Bashem? It says afterwards Bamisa. It's why to say Bashem. The Rabbi is Kochim Kalim Shem Emunah. It's coming to include that one person's chayv for Shavuos HaPikudim, even for Kodshim Kalim, Shein Memoina, because now everyone's sure how to read this. Either it means to say that's what the Pasuk's Mechadish does, that's considered your Momoin, or it means to say that since it's your Momoin, the Torah says that your chayv for Shavuos HaPikudim, even though part of it is. It's quasi Kodesh for Shemaim.
What
is the Pasuk?
Sorry.
The Pasuk says, Ma'al Ma'al Ba'Shem, V'kirish Ba'Misoy. So we could have just said, Ma'al Ma'al, V'kirish Ba'Misoy. Why is it put Hashem adjacent to the word V'kirish? Don't have anything, Ma'al Ma'al. Somebody was
like,
Ma'al Me'il is against Hashem, yeah.
Do you know that?
Yeah. How do you know that Me'il is referring to Hashem? Why not?
There's a source, you know, the word me'ila.
That's why we're speaking. Just say simply v'kichesh b'amisa. So since it says ma'ala ma'ala Hashem v'kichesh, it means the rabbis kachim kalim shem emoni. Dibbe b'yitzi aglili.
It also says why they use the unusual language of me'ila in this case. Why use the word
me'ila? Yeah, okay, that's what they're saying. Maybe all the entire three words is not necessary.
Rashi says how they see Hashem.
Which Rashi here?
The rabbis
put Yeah. So, okay, so that's what Rabbi Yosi Aglili said. Okay, that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. Well, then the Mishnah here means not only Shusha, because they're not adding by Nizam. Now, what's this kasha now? Why is the Gemara asking this kasha now? Vasnan that way, it said in the Mishnah, Mekadosh Bechelkoi, Beim Menichsei Kodshim, Beim Kodshim Kodshim, Beim Kodshim Kalim, Einim Kodeshes. That Mishnah says that, Leim Betoloike, Beis Haglili, is that not going like Beis Haglili? So why is he speaking out now? Not Keshet to Baba Kamer.
It's
just Mechadish, it's universal, right? So if so, it's also relevant by Kiddushin. And yet we have a Mishnah that says clearly it's not going like Beis HaGlili. That's not Mekudeshes. Leimet, Elokei Beis HaGlili. Are you going to say this Mishnah is not going like Beis HaGlili? What's the big problem if you do?
Yeah,
it just
said,
Okay, that's a Beis HaGlili, but Chama Chelek. So what's the big problem?
So what? Yeah, but if you want to say it's universal, then you have something that argues that it's not universal.
The Chama Machelik are basically
to
this is Rabbi Yosef. No, we know this Machelik. It's not. Rabbi Yosef clearly means there's a Chachamim Machelik. The Chachamim Machelik are Rabbi Yosef.
Okay,
right. Why introduce a Machelik in that mission?
Why say it's going to do a bonon and not like basically?
It's
a bit stronger because we actually pass on like basically. Halacha Maaseh is like basically, so therefore we don't want Stam Mishnayos not to be like basically. So if you're going to tell me that that basically is universal, then this mission is not going like basically. Is that you talking? Are you talking? It's not going like basically. And answer the Gemara, no, I feel it says Rabbi Yochanan, I feel it to him, Rabbi Yosef HaGlili. It can't fit Rabbi Yosef HaGlili. Ki Amar Rabbi Yosef HaGlili Mechaim. Rabbi Yosef HaGlili said in Mechaim. That's where Rabbi Yosef HaGlili said the din it's Momoin. Vaile. Aval Acha Shechita, after Shechita, I feel Rabbi Yosef HaGlili Moida. Dechi Kozochu, Mishulchon, Gevoya, Kozochu. After Shechita, even Rabbi Yosef HaGlili is Moida, it's Momoin. Gevoya. Why? Because when a person when a person receives his portion of the korban, he's receiving it. He's receiving it from Hashem, not from himself.
Meaning, when a person gets a present, it's his present. So even if it was after the Shulchan Gavoah, Hashem gave it to him, right? Are we saying that since this is a present, it has to be eaten? It's only by him. Can he, now that he's received this, can he give it over to his cousin, the coin? Or is that what he's eating himself?
He can't sell it. He can't make any money on it. It's not his. And does not have bias on it.
Doesn't
have bias on it? No. If he wants to give it to another coin, another coin can eat it just like he could eat it. He doesn't have any bias. Can't even catch an issue with it. He can't sell it. Can't do it.
In order to be a kasha woman, all he can do is give her a nun, right?
From you.
What?
From you.
From you?
Yeah.
Can't be enough from somebody else.
No.
It can't be, I convinced this guy to sing a song for you. I convinced this guy to dance.
So it is from me.
What?
So it is from me.
So here, I have a hana, I'm giving it to you. I have a right to give it over to you.
He's got a right to take it as well.
What?
The Kohen's got a right to take it, any Kohen.
But he's making the decision not to give it over to her. He's giving her hana from him. He didn't have to give it to her. Why is that not hana?
Because it's not his to give.
It's not his to give?
No.
So has he given to anybody?
Because the other person's also got a right to it.
So she does so.
What is she?
Maybe she's a baskar.
If she does, so you haven't given her anything.
No.
So she hasn't. You haven't given her anything.
You're giving her
she could take it anyway. She could take it anyway. Why not?
Because it was put in my hands.
It's not yours. If you want to eat it, make a shot. It's not yours. It belongs to Hashem. Hashem said it should be eaten. Are you by somebody else? Not yours. A guest who comes to somebody's house and he receives a portion. It's not his. So I'll say, you know, here, take my portion. It's not yours to give. If you don't want to eat it, actually, give it back to the owner. It's not yours.
So I guess you put it in your throat.
Okay, no. If you want to be Mekadosh and Isha once in your throat. Okay, so that's the answer of the Rabbi Yochanan, that this Mishnah fits in the Rabbi Yisrael Galilim. Why, how do we know this Mishnah is talking about La'acha Misa, La'acha Shkita, Chelkoi? Chelkoi sounds like after Shkita.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he understood. Chelkoi means his chelik, his portion after it's already been shechted. Okay, Zonah Gemara Vayte. Mechai Miyoma. Now, what was this kasha? This kasha was a hard one. Mechai Miyoma, meaning you're telling me that it's across, that's universal. Nalocha of Momim Bailim is not Achmesh Fusu Bikodoy. It's also in a get to other halachas when it's alive. Is that really true? So the question is not so much Mechaim as best when it's dead, but rather you're telling me when it's alive, it's relevant, also universal. Oh, is that true? But it's not. I've got a Mishnah saying not like that. And it's not the Mishnah that I'm not like this, it's the whole Hemshah. But it's not. You can sell.
Mm-hmm.
No, the Rashba did. And there's a dig from Rashi right at the end of the Omer, the last line of Rashi. There's a dig, they learn like that. When the Gemara speaks out, okay, I'll point out when we get to that Rashi. It's a deacon in Rashi, right? And therefore it's very good.
So what is Rashi saying? I didn't understand that Rashi.
Rashi here doesn't say anything.
He says,
no, that was Kiyos Rabbi Yisrael Galili Mechaim. That's the chiluk. Rabbi Yisrael Galili said, Mechaim, it's Momim Bailim. Why is it Momim Bailim? Because it's on him to bring to the Beis HaMikdash to offer. So it's his business. Right? But the next line, Mechaim Yoma, Rashi decided not to explain. Rashi didn't explain here. The end of the Omer, Rashi gave away the game. But over here, Rashi didn't. And the Rashba did. So we're very grateful the Rashba came along and told us a pshat. Mechaim Yoma means, did he say university? Okay, Mechaim, we're saying Mechaim. He said the university, Mechaim. But it's not of Gal Mishneh. And the Mefortune on the Mishneh, which seems to say not like yourself. Vasnan, here's the Mishnah. You can sell tam chay. If it's a tam, you can sell it while it's alive. So it's momoin. Right. Balmum, a balmum, an animal. Yeah, they're the ones who received it. And balmum, if it had a mum, then you could sell it. Either chai, or you can sell it shachut. Mekadshim bo yisi isha. You can also be mekadish, what we just now said, is isha. That means tam can be mekadish for isha, or mum can be mekadish for isha. So it's clear it's momin bailin. So far as our kasha is very good, it fits in with the Yisrael Galili. The momin kodshim kalim is momin bailin. But here comes the problem, because Reb Nachman came along and said, Omer Nachman, Omer Rabba Bavua, Loishonu Ela Bechoy Bizman Hazeh. That what we said, that's Momoin Bailim, is only nowadays. Where that's not offered up to the Kivan, to the Chosi Lakrova, since it's not Roi Lakrova, is to the who the Koinim Schia Begavayim. There is the Koinim having it, a right, a monetary right to it. So nowadays, it's Momoin Bailim. Avo bisman shabesim midosh kaiim the chosel akrova. By the time bisim midosh, when it was roi akrova, loy, it didn't have a din of momin bailim. So Reb Nachman's already teaching us, not like we said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it should have a momin bailim. Rabbi Yochanan, it should have a din of momin bailim because it's chai, it's kodshim kalim, it should have a din of momin bailim. So this really, we should have already had the catch on Rabbi Yochanan, but the Gemara carried on. Rabbi Yochanan said that every kodesh kalim is din of momin bailim, not just regarding shuras ha-pikadoim, but also regarding kiddushim. Said regarding nizakin, but that means also kiddushim. And here we see that bizman shebeis hamikdash kaim. You cannot offer up. You cannot be mekadosh an isha with it. Cannot. You cannot دي مكان عشان انشاء سكاشا انا بيها Now, what do you want to say? Because of it's kind of basically, and basically is universal.
Universal.
They're all agreeing. It's manzeh. Mizmanazeh? Yeah. And the balance manzeh. So, what do you want to say? That Mizmanazeh, it's got a din of Momoin. Right. Right. Carry on the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Isu, Ibn Nachman. Whoever asked the Kasha from Ibn Nachman. Mala Mal Bashem, the Rabbi's coaching Kanim Shem and Moinu, different Bisaglili. So the Bosuk of Bisaglili was in his man of his Migdash, right? So he's asking a Kasha, the Rabbi's asking Kasha, and you see here that it's got in a Moin by him. How can you tell me beforehand that it's got in his man of his Migdash, it's got in a Moin Gavoya? Here you see it's got in a Moin by him. Oh, Mishani Rabina, Rabina answers, basically, was Dafka talking about Bechoy Bechutzoyetz. Talking about. Mishani Rabina answered this Kasha to say that it's talking about Bechoy of Chutzoyetz. Valibe de Bshimin. Rava asked the Kasha to Ibn Nachman from this Rabbi Saglili, who was talking about the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And you see, it's got din of Mamoin Bailim. And Rav Nachman said, the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Bechor, it doesn't have a din of Mamoin Bailim.
Isn't smacking at Rav Nachman?
It's a question. Rav asked a question on Rav Nachman, yeah.
But it's a strong.
Strong question.
Doesn't
no, because Rav answered it. Rav had a question on Rav Nachman, right? What did Rav Nachman hold?
You're asking if it is true about behind across the border.
That's not that question for the time being. Ignore the first thing. We'll come back to it. Yeah? But Rav Nachman told us that the pshat in that Mishnah of Bechor. The Bechor that you can be Mekadosh an Isha with is only Bizman Hazeh.
All of the Bible is Bizman Hazeh.
But Bizman Biz Midosh is Mamek Gevor. Cannot be Mekadosh an Isha with it. Okay, the Gemara. Fake Rav to Rav Nachman, the price is not like that. Umar Omar Bashem, that you see it's got dinner mamoin bailim. And it's talking about the time of his Mikdash. The Pasuk's talking about. The Pasuk in the Torah is talking about the time of his Mikdash. So it sees it's got dinner mamoin bailim, Kash on Rav Nachman. Because Rav Nachman said otherwise.
I was talking about Shavua in regards to bringing a carbon Hashan, and then we're talking about Bizman Hazeh using it for bringing a carbon Shavua.
You're saying only Bizman Hazeh, it's got dinner mowing by him. You see, not.
Aspects. Epilogue, even during the time of Bizman Hazeh, I would say he was able to bring a carbon Shavua with it.
He said no. Ibn Nachman said no. Ibn Nachman said, Lo Ishara Ela Bechoy Bizman Hazeh. Kim de Lo Ychoza Krova, Isto Kerem Schir Begevay. And his man should be the midrash kaim. The chazi like krov aloy. He says, "God, not like that." And the kasha is. Then this brayser tells me. This is the question on Rav Nachman. Rav had the question on Rav Nachman. How can you tell me that God did a mamon gevoya and only the time when the beis midrash not kaim? That's mamon bailim. You see, basically, he was talking about bizman happy some midrash, and he says it does have a din of mamon bailim. That's the kasha we had on Rav Nachman, to which Ravina answers it. What's Ravina's answer? And what does he mean by that? It's true, basically, he was talking about time Beis Midos, but he was talking about Bechoy in Chutzaretz, which is not a midfak krova, and therefore it's Mamon Bailim.
The whole pasuk is talking about this Shavua just in that context when it's Bechul?
Yeah. Not going to muzzle the man.
The same incident occurred in Eretz Yisrael.
Then it would be Mamon Gevoya.
No.
So it wouldn't be Shavua Sapikola.
It would not be a Shavua?
Not be Shavua.
Why would it be a Shavua?
Because it's not Mamon Bailin. It's not Bar Misoi. A Shavua is only Bar Misoi. I've got something to do with you, but if it's not Mamon Bailin, they're not. So it's Mamon Gevoya. So it says, Ravine, we're talking about Chutzoritz. Time is in Midosh, but Chutzoritz is not in the like Rava, and therefore it's Mamon. That was the discussion between Rava, Akash on Rava, and Rav Nachman, Rava's kasha and Ravina's answer.
This pasuk came about only to tell us din utzlaritz. I don't get it.
It's malin.
Yeah.
Because otherwise malin gevayer.
So swear about the book. Swear.
The pasuk says ba'amisoi.
It is ba'amisoi.
No, it's not.
It's both. Yeah, of course it is.
If it's malin gevayer, it's not.
He hasn't bought it yet. But he's saying there's not chorayus on him.
But if it's malin gevayer, if it's considered Hashem's money, then it's not ba'amisoi. Only considered by Misa if it's your money, Mom and Bain. If it's Mom and Gavoya, then not. So Rabbi Nachman is taking out. Zachariah, so what?
He has to bring it up.
Also an Oida. An Oida also a person's got Christ to bring.
So that is his. It's quasi Hashem's.
It's not. Oida. Kochi Kochim. Even if it's a Glee's masking, Kochi Kochim, there's no Shmuel.
What is Kochi?
Somebody who is Machai on himself to bring a Nidim. What's a neda and oila? Mechayven himself to bring a neda, to bring an oila, who's another neda, has to bring an oila. Such a thing is not noted in Momin Bailim, and Rabbi Yosef Levi agrees there's no shmua.
If he has to replace this thing, if something happens, why would we not view it as Momin Bailim? And also, we said beforehand, he says, Shachaytu Allah.
Shachaytu Allah.
If it's
kochik kalim,
yeah.
So then I'll make a chiluk between when it's alive and when it's dead. That's where Rashi says it. In kochik kalim, which is shaykh mom and balim, I'll make a chiluk if it's alive. If it's alive, since it was his and it's still on him, and it's going to get the boss at the end, that since it was his and he's going to have to bring it to his midosh, we say it's still considered mom and balim. Mashenkin kochi kochim, even basically, he does that kind of shakes too. And Magdashif in the Mizbeach, and it's Rebbeinu Shabbos. But kochi kalim, which is a lesser thing, because you're going to eat it, it goes back to the Bailim. Therefore, can be considered Mom and Bailim as long as it's alive. That's what the picture we had. The Zama, which is kochi kochim, no. So here we have this castle that you see here.
Can somebody in Kosla Arts make his animal of carpentoga?
Yeah.
But then he doesn't have to bring it?
He does. Dafka Bechori. A Bechori, only a Bechori, no. This is a Bechori. A Bechori doesn't have to be brought, because a Bechori, if it gets a mum, you can just eat it in Lachatchila. It doesn't have to be brought in the Mizbeach. So since it doesn't have to be brought, therefore in Chutzah, it's got in a mum in Bain. Yeah? She says, so that was the discussion then. So what's this got to do with us? This now comes in the Machayim Yomah. Faith the Gemara Kashvim Issa. If it's true, so maybe I didn't say the last 2 nights. Valibid of Shimon says, Rabin, it's going according to the opinion of Shimon, the Omar in both Mimim Yikuvu. Shimon said, you don't have to bring him, but if you brought it to Eretz Yisrael, then you offer up the korbanos. In bow in. If you brought if he brings it, okay, then you bring it. You don't need to. So
why are we even bringing Rav Shimon in?
Because otherwise,
I tell you that in Chutzlaretz you don't have to bring it, and you would have thought that you had to bring a carbon from Chutzlaretz.
Why not? Like you said, if you have a Toida, you have to bring it. Somebody's Mekabel himself a Neda, he has to bring his carbon. So you would have thought of a Chol. So Rav Shimon holds that a Chatchili you don't need to bring, but if you brought it, you can bring it. There is another opinion of a Kiva that talks about. The whole day, bechlal, no chiyuv whatsoever. Now that's a different, this is based on a new posuk. It's a different thing. But Reb Shimon didn't hold it. Reb Shimon held it. If you brought it, no. If you didn't bring it, then it doesn't have to be offered up. So it says, Rabbeinu, that's why our mission is going like, Rabbeinu, not the mission, Rabbeinu, clearly, who holds that there's a din of Mami Bailim is talking about Bechorin, Yossi, where? Good salt. Ve'im Issa, fake the Gemara Akash. Ve'im Issa, if it is, what does that word mean? If it is,
so
if it is so, correct. What is so? If what is so,
then it's what just puts out.
No.
That's
universal.
Oh. If it's true, the Rabbi Sheglin is universal. That's what Rashi speaks out here. You see, this is where Rashi here told you the last Rashi. This is where Rashi speaks out. If it's true, the Machayim, oh, I'm doing this Rashi, last Rashi. If it's true that basically holds that Mechai Mamon Bailim, hey, let's go to the Mamon Bailim. How do we know? Why do you think it's true? Kediktori the Mastisin, like you explained the Mishnah. The Chayovin al Nizkon, the Mishnah said, Yochai for the Nezek, the Oikimne, and you said the Mishnah is basically. So my whole cash is only because of how you explain the Mishnah. If it's true that you're saying that basically is universal, referring to other things besides Shosa Bikodim, universal, if it's true that when Rabbi Yisrael Lili said, Mechayim, he meant it, Mechayim meaning not Dafka regarding Shosa Bikodim, but rather other things as well. Lishni, why don't we answer? Why did Ravina have to start kvetching and say we're talking about Bechayin Chutzaret? Why didn't Ravina say, what's your question? Of course, there's a Tana who holds it's got in a moment by him. That's a basic idea, of course. But if Nachman was going to Shitzrabaran, who holds otherwise? Right? That was the cash of the Gemara. Yep. Now, if it's true that Gemara had a cash, if it's true that basically he was referring to other halachas in the Torah as well, forgot, for instance, Kiddushin, then why did Ravina have to answer? This basically is talking about Bechayin Chutzaretz. Why didn't he say, it's true, Rabbi Yisrael said his din, and Rabbi Yechon told us that that din is universal. So this is universal, that's Rabbi Yisrael. And if Nachman who said you can't be Mekadosh and Isha, he's going to the Rabbanon. Why did Rabbi Nachman, why did Rabbi have to summon Dreya? Why didn't he say, Rabbi Nachman's going to the Rabbanon? And Rabbi Yisrael holds otherwise. Why do we have to talk about Bechayin Chutzaretz? The answer is because Rabbi Yisrael didn't say about otherwise. Rabbi Yisrael would agree that you can't be Mekadosh and Isha with a Bechayin. Right? He'd agree to it. Not like Rabbi Yechon was saying, Rabbi Yechon was saying, Kodesh Kalev, whoa, university, you can be Mekadosh and Isha as well. That's what Rabbi Yechon said. If that's true, then very simple. If Nachman's going to Shitzra Boron, and it basically holds otherwise. It basically holds that you can be Mekadosh and Isha with it. It doesn't fit with Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman is going, Shitzra Rabbanon. It basically holds he can be Mekadosh and Isha. So Rabbi Hadakasha, basically he says not like you. Nachman. Basically he holds not like you. Basically he holds you can be Mekadosh and Isha with it. And Rabbi Nachman is going, Shitzra Rabbanon. But that's not Mamun Bali. Kodshim Kadim is not Mamun Bali. Basically, holds it means that there are more and it's chilek.
Always?
Yes, always. Yeah, but divri basically means not stam. Basically, holds it this way, but there are more hold otherwise. Bono hold you come and catch an issue with. One second, I'll just finish off this thought. So if you bemet hold that basically holds you can catch an issue, then when Rav asked this kasha, from Rabbi Yisraelili, there's a very simple answer. The answer is, Rabbi Yisraelili, it's true, Rabbi Yisraelili, I'll take a Mekadosh and Isha, but Rabbi Nachman said, you can't be Mekadosh and Isha, it's going to be a bottle. So since we didn't give this simple answer, Rabbi Yisraelili didn't give this simple answer, what's that telling me? That there is no simple answer. Rabbi Yisraelili would not only give him a Mekadosh and Isha. With that, K-N-A-T. You cannot be Mekadosh and Isha. Right? Basically, you cannot be Mekadosh and Isha. With a Bechoy, right? Which we think, we don't know that Bechoy is anything unique. With Kodesh and Kalim, you can't be Mekadosh and Isha. It's not universal. It was a din of Kodesh and Kalim, and not across the board, and it's not universal halacha, and not like Rabbi Yechlon. That's what the Gemara's kasha was. Vim Isa, if it's correct, it's universal, the Gemara should answer the much more simple answer. Not that it's a Bechorin Chutzot, but say it's a matter. Maybe it's a Grini, or do you give a Kaddish and Isha? Since Ravina did not give that answer, it means it's not an answer. And Rabbi Isa Grini would hold you can't be a Kaddish and Isha with Kodshim Kanim. For example of Kodshim Kanim, can't be a Kaddish and Isha. And not like Rabbi Yechon who said, it is universal. That was the kasha on Rabbi Yechon. If you're correct that Rabbi Yochai Aglini was across the board, meaning even regarding other matters not kashul to Shavuos HaPikdon, the Chiyam Rabbi Yochai Aglini, Rabbi Yochai Aglini says Mamayin Mechayim, meaning regarding other issues as well. Lishni, why did the Gemara not answer? Why did Ravina not answer? Rabbi Yochai Aglini can't be because she's a Rabbanu, so you can't. Who not I?
Ravina, you're saying, let's tell us.
We know this is Machlik Jabesi Glini Rabbanon, that's not something which is woken up in this Sugya. Jabesi Glini Rabbanon are arguing by Shavuos HaPikdon. According to Rabbanon, if somebody gives over a Kolchim Kalim and the guy denies it, there's no Chiyuv Korban and there's no Kerem Finish, there's nothing like that. Why? Because it's Kolchim, it's Momin Gvoya. Jabesi Glini holds a Momin back. So that there is a Machlik. Yeah, wants to extend it and say, oh, okay, it's also in a gear to other Nakudas as well. If that's true, then why did Ravina have to say, because he said, basically, he holds it's done, Momin Bainan. Elamai basically holds it's not Momin Bainan. That was the question. It's not universal. To which Ravina answers back and says, no, why are you bringing Matnas Kuna? Matnas Kuna is something different. Why are you bringing me Bechori? Bechori Matnas Kuna. That's definitely not Momin Bainim. How did the Kohen get it? Who gave it to the Kohen? It was his? Hashem gave it to him. It's not Momin Bainim. That's Ki Kazoku. Manus Kuna Kamas. I'm speaking about Bechoy. Shani Manus Kuna. Manus Kuna. Ki Kazoku. Meshulchum Gevoy Kazoku. The Kohen who was Zecha in Bechoy. That's a special halacha. He was Zecha from Shulchum Gevoy. That's Momin Gevoy. And therefore, we'd definitely not be able to catch an issue with it. Unless it was never went through the Mizbeach Bechlal, for instance, in Chutzaret or Bizmanaz. So Mele, if Yechon will say, I still hold that Rabbi Yochai Aglini is across the board. It still applies in Zokin and Kiddushin. But that's only referring to things that are not Matnas Kuna. The Zaman which is Matnas Kuna, the Avad is Momin Givor.
The Kachim
Kalim,
what's the whole truth?
Kachim Kalim, like Shlomim. We'd still have a dinner moment, but we could have been counted an issue with your shalom.
The Yochanan agrees that there is somewhere discussion about that's not going to be included in the universal.
Right.
How come we can't say that Rav Yossi says it by Shavuos HaPikdon and anything else that is dinner moments, like the Zohar? Why do we have to say those Kiddushin
about
the
Kiddushin?
It's
a
Kiddushin.
No, it needs to be your money in order to be Mekadosh Ishus. It's Momus. The Kuda, the discussion, focal point is it your money? How's it going to be Mekadosh? Something that's not his. So has to, we have to decide, is it his money?
It's the same
function. That's the Halach of Reb David. You got it?
What would be your government source?
For
Mishnah.
Which the
Mishnah.
We're not
relying on
the that's our Mishnah.
We're still relying on the Pasuk.
Which Pasuk?
Man Hashem.
Yeah, he's saying it. That not Dafka Shavuos HaPikdon, it's a Gilui to everyone.
And it's not just the Chutzlaretz, it's everyone.
That shit is basically he wasn't speaking about Chutzlaretz. Rabbi Yochai Aglini was speaking about a Koven, and it's across them. The Gemara after Avinu wanted to say to my Chotan, now we said, yeah, that's talking about Bechoy now. But otherwise, that's the Mahalach of the Sugos. That's Pshat the Mishnah for Rabbi Yochai. Now, there's an easier Gemara in some ways. The Gemara now says, go to discuss the Halacha of Rabbi Yochai Aglini. Rabbi Yochai Aglini said, definitely by Shavuos HaPikdon, he said it. It's got dinner of Momoin Bayim. What Kolchim Kalim have a dinner of Momoin Bayim? Which ones? Four types of Kolchim Kalim that we spoke about. Which ones were they? Bechor Bizman Hazer. Number two was Bechor Bizman Hazer or Chutzaretz. Yeah. Number two, Shlomim. Number three, Maise Behemo. And number four, Bechor in the time of the Beis Hamikdash in Eretz Yisrael. Those are the four types of Kolchim Kalim that we know about, right?
In Eretz Yisrael or in Chutzlaretz?
It's Bechor in Chutzlaretz, or Bechorim Bizman Hazeh, either one you want. Then there's Shomim, then there's Ma'aseh Meimah, then there's Bechorim. In it is all at the time of Bismit.
It's a common basis.
Common basis is type of Shlomim.
What?
Type of Shlomim. Mufa, Omar, Omar, Mashem, the Rabbi is approaching Kalim, Shehim, and Meimah. Okay. Ben Azai and Abi Yosef and the story come to explain what Abi Yosef really said. Ben Azai, your email? Yeah.
That's something.
Okay. Rashi said that, it's come to explain. Ben Azai, your email, the rabbi is a shlomo.
No, I know the price, so how would Rashi know that? It looks like it's a machlokas. Where the price is presented?
That what?
It's Diver for the Yosef Gwili.
Yeah.
And Azai on there, it sounds like it's a good opinion.
Yeah, right.
Why don't you read the price that way?
When you say Diver. Sorry.
Ben Azai, I'm not sure how to answer that question.
Well,
I think there must have been a dig for
it. I thought there was a time in Kaman telling us what Yossi said, and then there's Ben Azai commenting on that, and then there's a second opinion as to what Ben Azai said.
What do you mean by commenting on it?
Meaning, when we say Dinner of Yossi, it's not him saying it. It's that somebody's telling us this is what he said. This is not his Bryce.
So Bryce is quoting what Bryce said, yeah? Okay.
Somebody, it's not in Kaman, that's what he said, right? Then Ben Azai is coming along.
And saying what?
Either he's saying that he's arguing.
No. Rashi says he's explaining what basically he's saying. Rashi, the long, first, Madness Kuna, the longer one,
yeah.
Towards the end. Then Azai missed it and Rashi came afresh. Ben Azai is coming to explain. You see, right towards the end of the Rashi, first word on the line is Ben Azai.
Yeah.
Ben Azai missed it and Rashi came afresh. So Ben Azai Oimer, the Rabbi says a Shlomim. Ben Azai said that what we said Kotchim Kalim, he didn't mean to say all Kotchim Kalim is Momim Bailim, rather Shlomim. Specifically, Shlomim is Momim Bailim. Abba Yosef and the story Oimer, Abba Yosef and the story said, Ben Azai never said what you just said, he said. Ben Azai, what didn't say the Rabbi Yossi clearly meant Shlomim, he meant only Bechorim.
Shlomim, when he says Shlomim, he says this is the word he used or this is what he meant?
No, it's what he said. I said, we're going to the same question we said. Ben Azai said, and when Abba Yossi meant the story, he said, and Ben Azai did not say Shlomim, rather he said Bechorim, only Bechorim.
I'm asking the first Ben Azai saying the word Shlomim. Is
yes.
He saying, I know that he, that Rabbi Yossi,
he's explaining
he
the word
Shlomim?
No.
He meant Shlomim.
He meant Shlomim.
And that would fit into what we said until now. No?
What
until
now?
We said until now, we said that Rabbi Yossi did not mean Bechor. It's not talking about Bechor. He was talking about, Nor said that a few minutes ago.
Wasn't talking about Bechor. Rabbi Yechon said that Rabbi Yossi clearly wasn't talking about Bechor. That's his song.
Yeah. So that fits in. So this part of Ben Azai fits in Rabbi Yochanan.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Omar now, Ben Azai Oimer, the rabbi says Shlomim. So now we've got two Malachim in the Gemara here to explain what the Machlek is. What did he mean then? So, my Ilei Menim Uti Bechoy, maybe meant to say that Shlomim is Momoin Bailim, but not Bechoy. This it can't be. Ilei Menim Uti Bechoy, Avad Bechoy is Momoin Bailim. Hashtam, Ma Shlomim, Shetun in Smicha, Onesochim, Otenufas, Chazi Veshoik. Those four things. Omris, Momin Bailim. You said it's Momin Bailim. Bechorim, Momin Bailim, who? Bechorim, Ipoyim. Bechorim certainly is Momin Bailim. Now, what do you mean? We just said beforehand that Bechorim is Manas Kunim. No Momin Bailim. So Rashi says, yeah, we're talking about Bechorim is Manasim. Bechorim is Manasim, certainly Momin Bailim. He doesn't have any of this. These things are not offered up on the Mizbeach. So it's certainly Momin Bailin. If we're using Shlomim as Momin Bailin, the Chorus certainly is. Elam Avyechanon, Avyechanon said, you know what? It doesn't mean that. He didn't mean that he meant the Mutei Maisen Ben Azai. When he explained Rabbi Yosef Lili, to explain what Kadrim Kanim means. He means Kadrim Kanim, Shlomim, Choy, those things are Mamim Baile. But Maise Behema, not. Maise Behema is Mamim Gvoil. Kedetanya, now he brings the Baise, the Choy, Nem Ali Sifte. The Choy says the word Pidyoy. And you're allowed to sell it. Benim Ketam Chai, you're allowed to sell it.
Pause
for a second, sorry. What did Rabbi Yochanan answer? That one, Azai, said Rabbi Shlomim. He meant to say, as opposed to Maise Behim. Maise Behim doesn't have a dinner mom and bank.
So, it's in Bakhor.
Bakhor Yechutzor starts?
Huh?
Bakhor Yechutzor starts?
But not Eretz.
No, Eretz. Eretz is all Mount Meskune.
That's when the Sheikh
and the Rabbi was thinking.
Okay.
Eretz is all Mount Meskune. Right. Rashi spoke this. Bchoy neemar leisivta, and the bchoy said leisivta, and if ketam chay or bal mum chay v'shochot. But myself neemar lo yigoy. He used a different word. Pein animka, because it used this other word, it's more kadosh, and you can't sell it. You can't sell it. Not chay, not shochot, not tam, not bal mum. You can't sell it. So therefore, when we said that Rabbi Shlomim. And Ben Azai said, didn't mean all. So when he said the rabbis, and it's mommy, the rabbis kachim kalim, and Ben Azai said, doesn't mean all kachim kalim, it means shlomim as opposed to something which is more kaddish. What's more kaddish? Maizabeh and more kaddish.
With
Abba Yosef Walker? Wahoo. And Abba Yosef understood, what does he hold? Finishing up the day, sir. Let's finish up the Braisa. And Braisa said that Ben Azai said it means Shlomim as opposed to Maise Behima. And Abba Yosef and the story said, no, it only means Bechor. Only Bechor is Manasseh, is Mom and Bait.
Maiser is what is that? It's Shlomim?
It's type of Shlomim.
And it's Kachin Kalim?
It's Kachin Kalim.
So the question then we would have, of course, is why do Abba Yosef believe that kind of knowledge of Kachin Kalim? Why did he use Kachin Kalim? Or he said the words Mikdash Kodshei. In the Mishnah, he used it. This is his Mishnah. Right. He used terminology.
Mikdash Kodshei was the Gemara. The Gemara was speaking about Mikdash Kodshei. My focus on basically is he said the rabbi's Kachim Kar. And we're saying it doesn't mean all Kachim Karim, it means the majority of them.
Why would he say that then?
Yeah.
Why would he say that? If you learn that Shaheen Mamoto was telling you which Kachim Karim is talking about, so
say they're still using it,
but really, Meister is probably more yours than his core.
Bechor ben Manazeh. So Bechor ben Manazeh, Shlomim is Kodim Kalim, and that's and it's your mom. And then this was Bekolim, and there's something which is also Kodim Kalim. It's not considered your mom and not.
Well, we've been talking about Bechor ben Manazeh.
It's the same thing.
I know, but they
didn't
know that.
Yeah. Rabbine Masni La Asivya. Okay, so that's the first Malach of the Gemara. And according to the first Malach of the Gemara, where's the machlokes between Ben Azai and Abba Yosef and the story? And while they're arguing, which korban might not have a dinner mom in Bailim? No. Shlomim is machlik. Bechoyv is malazeh, or bechutzoret, everyone agrees that's mamayin bayim. Shlomim is machlik, because Ben Azai says mamayin bayim, and Abba Yosef and the story says it's not. And if Maisabayim, everyone agrees it's mamayin gavayim. That's where we're holding in this matter. Avina must not say, Avina learn the other way. Masni lo asim. This discussion which we just had, that what's he coming to exclude, what's Ben Azai coming to exclude, that he learned on the Sefer. That what? We'll see.
Rabbi Yochanan's explanation of what that means?
Bidyuk. That's right. On the Sefer of the Braisa. Abba Yossi ben Destoy. Avine, Masni lo asim. This discussion which we just had about what's he coming to exclude, which Rabbi Yochanan said it meant, Maise Be'ema, wasn't going on the opening lines of the Braisa, Ayyam Ben Azai, but rather going on Abba Yosef Ben Dostoy. Now what Abba Yosef Ben Dostoy, Omer, Loi Omer Ben Azai, Ela Bebechoy Bilbat. Ben Azay, Abi Yossi said that Ben Azay only was referring to Bechoy, only said by Bechoy Bilvad. Meaning that only Bechoy is Mamoin, by nothing else. Limutimai, what's he mean? Only Bechoy is Mamoin by nothing else? Limutimai, eating Limuti Shlomim. The Shlomim's not Mamon Bailim. That's what Abba Yosef and the Sar was saying. You should know Shlomim's not Mamon Bailim. You can't. There's no Shavuos to be Kodim by Shlomim. That can't be. Hashto, Ma Bechoy, Shekodish Me'echem. Bechoy, which has a sanctity from coming out of its womb. And yet, nevertheless, you're saying, Mamonahu, it's got a din of Mamon. Shlomim, me boy. Certainly, Shlomim should have a din of Mamon. Mamon Bailim. How can you tell me Shlomim? This is your kasha. How can you say Shlomim? If Redding College, the Choy is called Shmirechim is Mamim Bailim, certainly Shlomim should be Mamim Bailim. It's not true. Shlomim is offered up on the Mizbeah. Shlomim has the Sahib.
It's not Shlomim. Who gives Shlomim
the Tanz?
You make it Shlomim.
You make it Shlomim.
Who gives Shlomim the Tanz?
Why not?
Who makes it Shlomim? Why?
Why was it? It's a Shem Shech Shakam. You bring it. Anyway, we're talking about Bechoy Chutzaretz. Come on, Rabbi Yisagli, Rabbi Yisagli was going on the bus. He's talking about Bechoy Chutzaretz. Shlomim in Chutzaretz is too shayach, you bring on the Mizbeach, they have a choice. Shlomim in Chutzaretz, you have to bring to the Mizbeach. So if we're ready, Bechoy, in Chutzaretz, we're saying, God did a moment by him, certainly Shlomim, Akeshel. That's the cash which we have, it's not time for the Rishash. It's a very good cash. Right, if we're ready, Bechoy, Shekot, Shmerechem, Memoinoyo, Shlomim, Bechoy, Amr Birchan, here's what Rabbi Birchan said is then. Amr Birchan, Nimute, Maise. Rabbi Birchan said, you should know Abba Yosef and the story meant to say that this, about this, Shlomim is Mom and Bai. Maise Behemer is it? And then he brings the whole thing like we have, Ketatanya, Gmachoy Nemelo Yisivta, Nim Ketam Chai, Bamum Chai, Vishokul, Vemaise Nemelo Yigoyel, Beine Nim Ketlo Yichai, Lo Yishokul, Lo Yitam, Vibamum. That was what Abba Yosef ben Dastoy meant. So let's go into the brace again. Abba Yosef ben Dastoy says that what did Rabbi Yosef, what did Ben Azay hold in Mamim Bailim? Choy, Mamim Bailim? Kunda Abba Yosef ben Dastoy. Choy is a Mamim Bailim? Abba Yosef ben Dastoy omar lo omar Ben Azay ela b'choy bilvad. Is b'choy Mamim Bailim? Ne omar ela b'choy bilvad?
Yeah.
Mamim Bailim. Is Shlomim Mamon Bailim?
No, it's that
late.
We're
going to follow, yeah. We're going to follow, yes, but now we're going to follow. We're going at this stage of the morning. That's always good at the same stage. Yeah. Right, so according to this second halakha, yeah. Shlomim would also be Mamon Bailim. Maaseh Behemer is a Mamon Bailim? No. So we've got Bechoy and Shlomim. And what did Ben Azai say? This is what Abba Yosef ben Dastoy said. What did Ben Azay say? What did Ben Azay say? No, Abba Yosef.
Shlomim.
What does he hold by Bechoy? When if Shlomim is... If Bechoy is more Kodesh than Shlomim, if Bechoy is more Kodesh than Shlomim, and he said Shlomim means Shlomim and not Bechoy. So going to Ravine, Ben Azay said Shlomim means only Shlomim, and Abba Yosef in the story said not only Shlomim but even Bechoy, right? So which Gemara asks, Abba Bechoy Bilvad Koma. Abba Yosef in the story said only Bechoy. Not even telling me it means also Bechoy. Said only Bechoy. So this Malach Ravin is Kasha, the Kasha. We got Kasha. How can you tell me that Abba Yosef in the story is coming to expand on what Ben Azai said, he's coming to limit. He said, Le'oma Ben Azai Elo. ובלבד, בכל בלבד, he didn't say other things as well. So maybe what came out from this, we had a machrikas, bedas, bedas, aglini, which things are more inviting? He said kachim kana, we never meant kachim kana, it's clear or not. Because it's my sabayim, which is more gavoya. So kachim kana doesn't mean kachim kana. Which of the kachim kana has got a dinner more inviting? So we have two mahal from the Gemara. According to the first mahal of the Gemara, Ben Azi holds both Shlomim and Bechoy are Momim Baidim. My Zveim is not, but both Shlomim and Bechoy are Momim Baidim. And then on came Abba Yisrael and says, no, one of those is not Momim Baidim. Which one?
Shlomim is not.
Shlomim is not. Why?
He said only Bechoy and
Baidim. Why? Why did he say only about Bechoy? What's the difference between Bechoy and Shlomim? Shlomim is everything else. Yeah, Shlomim is everything else. Shlomim is Be'ah, Shlomim is It's all that. Shingin Bechoy doesn't have that. So Bechoy doesn't have his mom and Biden, but the other one not. Shlomim is mom and Gevoya.
When?
When? Ever. Always.
Always?
Always. There's never a difference. Shlomim is always mom and Gevoya.
Always?
Always. And that's the, according to Ben Abba Yossi Ben Dusoy, Ben Azayel, according to the second one of the Gemara, which one's more Kaddish? Bechoy is more Kaddish. Right? From the first manach, which one's more Kaddish? Shlomim is more Kaddish. From the second manach, which one's more Kaddish? Bechoy is more Kaddish.
Then why Shlomim don't work?
So, along came Ben Azan and said, Kachim Kaddim, what Kachim Kaddim? Shlomim. What about Bechoy? No, Bechoy is more Kaddish. Bechoy is more Kaddish. Bechoy in Chutzal, it's more Kaddish than Shlomim. To which, Abba Yisrael went to say, he said, no. Not only Shlomim, also Bechoy. Which the Gemara said, that pshat's not right. Because Abba Yishma so he said, the Omar ben Azi elo bebechoy bilvad. Only by Bechoy. It doesn't mean to say more. It means to limit what ben Azi said. You thought ben Azi said X, which includes two things. I'm saying it meant Y, which only includes one. You said this means X and Y. I'm saying it only means one. And therefore, it doesn't fit with Ravina. According to Ravina, ben Azi said only Y. And he said it means X and Y. Right, there it comes. Don't you have been here? Ben Azi said only Shlomim. And along comes Abba Yosef in the story to say Shlomim and Bechor.
And? That's
the Kasha.
What's the Kasha?
That's the Kasha.
What's the Kasha?
How can you tell me he means to say more than what Ben Azi said?
Who say that? Ravina's not saying that.
Ben was saying.
Ravina over here said Ravina be Bechor Bechor, right?
Yeah.
So isn't that what we're saying, going according to the Shiva, that he wants it to be only Bechol? Doesn't he only want it to be Bechol? Wouldn't that fit for him? When Rabin was explaining it as he wanted to be so, he said that Bechol Bechol.
Yeah.
So wouldn't that fit for him better just to say it's only Bechol Bechol?
And not Shlomim?
And not Shlomim.
The Gemara says not. The Gemara says, he made the Kavachim. If really Bechol in the Chod Sarens, he's a din of and then of Kol Shmir Echem, certainly Shlomim.
Why did he say against that?
He wasn't against it.
Why did he say arguing over there?
Why did he not say Shlomim?
He said over there before Shlomim.
Why didn't he say Shlomim?
Yeah.
Rashi asked that question. Rashi over here. Hard it is to have been in a basic group, but Bechoy B'chutzaretz. But it is B'shlomim. Rashi, that long Rashi again. Why didn't he say Shlomim? Because the Brisa was talking about Bechor. Therefore, he wanted to focus on Bechor. That's why he answered. Rashi asked the question, not answered.
We asked the Rambam for Bechor.
He said, it's garbage.
And he asked
the Rambam. That was going to feed the shit there.
He went there and he asked the Rambam.
Yeah, you have to bring him. If you hold
it. No,
I'll say you have to bring it. Bechoy.
It's only
talking about Bechoy. Bechoy in the Chutzal, you don't need to bring. Shlomim, you do. And we're saying, Bechoy, it's Kol Shmerechem. Say that. And Shlomim, Kol Shkein. If it's Kol Shkein, then you could have answered Shlomim. Okay. Ad kan, Asugya. We're going well over time. I apologize about the neatness. But what could we do? We have to go through it. We had Hashem, Sunday, and you Asugya. Yeah. Yeah, as I was.
You're not going to have the heart of this because it's catchy.
I think we'll try and focus on